Thank you, Mr. Hilgen, and for your service in leading us in worship. What a blessing it is to worship the God of the universe, and He hears us. It's an honor to be able to share His word with you today. And I'd like to go over what God has shared with us in His word. Many different points and places where He is discussed with us what it means to be Christian, what it means to be unified, unity, in the unity of His Spirit. I was struck deeply by what Paul said to those in Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, where he told them, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up." Build each other up. Just as, in fact, you are doing. In Ephesians 4:29, we're told what that means to a certain degree. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful. What is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. In Romans 12:10, Paul told the Romans, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." Honor one another above yourselves. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, let us consider how we may spur one another on, toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as we're so blessed to do here today, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, all the more as you see the day approaching. And are we not seeing the day approaching in the world around us, in this country? Thank God we have the day of Pentecost approaching in a few days. Proverbs 17, we're told that a friend loves at all time, verse 17, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. We have an assembly of brethren to build one another up in the time of adversity, which we see and know is coming. So we can encourage one another and build one another up in this time of adversity that's soon to envelop the whole world. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. We can sharpen each other just as iron sharpens iron. Proverbs 12:25, anxiety weighs down our hearts, but a kind word from someone of the same spirit, right? A kind word sharpens one another. A kind word will cheer up each other. You can cheer each other up with that kind word. We can build one another up with the kind words. Prompted by God's spirit of unity, His Spirit of love, joy, peace, right? Galatians 5:22, all those attributes, all those fruits that we need to be allowing to live and be born in our lives, right? Peter said in chapter 4, verse 10, each one of you use whatever gift you have received, whatever fruit you're bearing, right, to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. God's grace is given to us in various forms. And in Galatians, we're told in chapter 6, 2, carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you fulfill the law of Christ. As we carry one another's burdens, help each other with the burdens of trials and anxiety. Therefore, thereby we can build one another up. James 5, verse 16, he records for us, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. We pray for each other so that we may be healed. The prayer, because he says the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective, right? The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. When we humbly share our burdens and pray for each other, we create a safe environment for growth in God's Spirit, for growth in unity, a safe environment. And this is a good way to build one another up, to build each other up. Proverbs 11:25, we're reminded, a generous person will prosper, and whoever refreshes others will be refreshed himself. If we are the one building each other up, we will also have those who build us up. Proverbs promises that. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Matthew 7:12, Jesus told us, he reminded us what the golden rule is, right? The golden rule. This verse encapsulates the principle of building one another's up by treating them with kindness and respect. Treat each other with kindness and respect. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For this fulfills the law and the prophets, right? Matthew 7:12. This is what fulfills the law and the prophets. Building one another up. Doing unto one another as you would have them do unto you. Paul told the Corinthians, he reminded them in chapter 12, 26, if one part suffers, if one part of us, this unified group, unified by God's Spirit, if one part is suffering, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. If one is honored, we can all rejoice with that person. Therefore, we can learn to be empathetic, support one another in both times of suffering and times of celebration. When we come together as a unified body, building each other up and sharing in one another's joys and sorrows, we create a community of love and genuine care. Romans 14, Paul reminded them in verse 19, so then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. in Jude chapter 1, verse 20. It's amazing how many times God included this concept in his word, in his Bible. Jude 1:20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, which we'll really be focusing on next weekend as the Pentecost Holy Day comes upon us and we gather together in unity in the Spirit of Pentecost. Ephesians 4:11, and it says to us that God gave some people to be apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Why? Why did God create those offices, those positions in his body? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. Verse 13, until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, our Messiah, the one who called us his brother. We can be unified. When they asked him, your mothers and brothers and sisters and mother are waiting outside to see you. And he said, who are my mothers and brothers? You are my brothers and mother and sisters. Till we all come to the full measure of the stature of this Savior, this Messiah, our brother Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4:16, from whom the whole body being fit together and held together by what each joint supplies. As we build each other up in the unity of his Spirit, each one of us, each joint supplies the power to build up the body according to the proper working of each individual part, causing the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So, brethren, we focus back on what we're reminded to do in Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. How to stimulate one another to love and good deeds by building one another up. Have a wonderful, beautiful Sabbath day.